My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on Earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you too hail Chip and Dale, well, this is the podcast for you. Or maybe you're the Disney novice, the fan who's just thinking about or planning your first ever trip to Walt Disney World. Or maybe it's just been cancelled and your trip is more fillar tragic than fillar magic. Well, then this really is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans from around the UK to share their memories of their magical times. And this week, Ryan told me about this restaurant.
We thought, oh, well, let's book it twice. It's had all these good reviews from our friends and things. And I'm so glad we did, actually.
Where was it? And was it worth going twice? We'll find out from Ryan soon, along with answering some of your Walt Disney World questions and getting the latest news from the parks. So make sure you keep in touch. Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. We are at PodMagical. This is the most magical podcast on Earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. If you have any questions when it comes to planning, you can always drop them over Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Look out for at PodMagical. Give us a follow, give us a like. And we're here to answer your questions on the podcast every other week. Helen is looking to go on a mega trip. We're thinking 2022, but we're going to do a mega trip and we're going to combine our Walt Disney World holiday with a few days on a Disney cruise. We've never cruised before. Should we do it at the beginning or end of the holiday, i.e. before or after our stay in Walt Disney World? Having done a Disney cruise, you will love it, by the way. If you love Disney, if you go to Disney for the service and the food and the characters, you will love a Disney cruise. I would suggest, I've only ever done one, but I would definitely do it at the end of the holiday. So if you're doing a week in Disney, you're going hell for leather, you're absolutely knackered by the end of it. A cruise is a great way to unwind. It's like being at Disney, but you can't plan anything ahead. You've just got to take it as it goes and you relax and you unwind and you have naps in the afternoon and you have dinner at night and you see a show. And then at the end of it, you'll probably have a stay at Castaway Key. It's a great way to unwind. And you know, sometimes when you leave Disney and you leave Disney World behind and you feel really sad, it's great because you're leaving Disney World behind, but you're then going on a cruise. So you're still getting that Disney fix and you're still seeing Captain Mickey Mouse. Although at the end of the cruise, it's also really sad. But you can then just nip to Disney Springs, because if your flight home is on like the Saturday night, you get off the cruise at like 8 a.m, you go to Disney Springs for a few hours to just scratch that Disney itch before you then get back on the plane and go home. But I go Walt Disney World, Disney cruise, then home. Any questions? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, PodMagical is where we are. And that's the same place to go to be a podcast guest like this week's guest, Ryan. Ryan is our guest on this episode. So tell me, Ryan, why do you love Walt Disney World?
Gosh, there's so many reasons. Probably because you can just be yourself there. And it's all sort of enclosed and it just feels happy and everyone's so nice to you. And it's a magical place to be, isn't it? It's great.
The fact that you said you can be yourself there, is that the reason you chose Walt Disney World as the destination for your honeymoon?
Yeah, I think so. We were definitely persuaded by our friends. They honeymooned there a couple of years before us. So they definitely sold it to us. And then actually being there, it was just amazing. It's one of the very few places I felt very comfortable for me and my partner just to be ourselves, really.
So had you been to Walt Disney World before, or was your honeymoon the first time?
It was first time with my partner, but I had been with my family back in 2006. We stayed off property and it seems like ages ago now. So I didn't really know much about it. And we did lots of stuff different than what we did when we went with my partner.
Did you stay on site when you went for your honeymoon, or did
yes,
you still?
Coronado Springs, which was amazing.
It's a lovely resort. Yeah, I like Coronado Springs. Although that bus does take a long time going all round.
Yeah, we were quite lucky. We had one of the stops, so we were like the last bus to be picked up. I think it was the last bus to be picked up, but then we were like first to be dropped off, which was nice.
Oh,
so.
It's the dream.
Yeah.
It's the absolute dream, Ryan. So let's rewind. Let's go back to 2006. What do you remember from that first ever trip to Walt Disney World?
Not huge amounts. I remember there being lots of High School Musical things everywhere and like stages yeah. and things. That was great. A few rides I definitely remember, like Tower of Terror was amazing, Splash Mountain, for some reason just the Sorcerer's Hat at Hollywood Studios really sticks in my mind. So I remember getting my first pins there as well,
because the pin shop used to be like right underneath the massive Sorcerer's Hat outside
yes.
the Chinese Theatre. I do miss that icon.
I know,
it's such a shame
so
that they got
it
rid of that.
Great.
So was this going to be like a one-off trip? Who wanted to go to Walt Disney World in 2006?
My partner Paul. Oh, sorry, in 2006,
yeah.
it was just organised by my family, my mum and my dad, and my sister, who was living with her partner at the time. They came, a couple of family friends came, so it was a big group of us in a villa, which was amazing. And yeah, as far as I was concerned, it was kind of just like a one-off thing. I didn't really think I'd be going back again, actually.
So it was it more of an Orlando trip than a Disney trip if you stay in a villa?
A bit of both, really. I mean, like I said, we did things completely different to how I did them in 2018. As far as I'm aware, my family didn't really plan much, whereas I know now it's kind of all about the planning. So we would like go to the parks on the day and just pay for tickets on the day and things like that. So we really didn't plan much at all. And then we'd go out to different restaurants. We stayed in a villa in Kissimmee, so we sort of just went here, there and everywhere, really.
There are so many great places to eat, unlike in Kissimmee and International Drive as well.
Yeah, yeah, and really cheaper. Nice places. And like just all like the all-you-can-eat buffets and all that kind of thing, like just to make the most of being out there and experiencing something that's completely different.
So let's talk about your honeymoon then. Who was the person who decided we're going to Walt Disney World?
No, it was definitely my partner, Paul. He sort of twisted my arm a little bit, not that it needed much twisting.
Even though he'd never been before.
Yeah, so he said he's always wanted to go. He said it's definitely been like a dream of his. We just did that. I was following the advice from our friends as well. They sort of sold to us staying on property and going for the dining plan and all that kind of thing. So we just thought, oh, do you know what? You know, if we're going to spend this amount of money, let's do it while we're planning the wedding or having the wedding as well and pay for it all at once. So
I love that. So what you did, you had a certain budget, and then the more you went on, more and more was spent on Walt Disney World and less was spent on the wedding.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we thought we'd just throw it all in together. Why not?
Yeah. We're just having a very small wedding. There's no do afterwards, but we're having a brilliant honeymoon. So what are your favourite memories of that honeymoon then? Any special moments?
Lots, really. Lots of different really special times and things. I mean, even like really small things, like we had a phone call from Mickey Mouse in one of the shops that the cast member sort of arranged, which was really cute.
What?
We were just in Hollywood Studios, just sort of messing around with Mike and Sully ears and things like that. And this gentleman, this cast member behind the till, he was like, oh, what are you guys celebrating? Because we had our badges on. So we told him it was our honeymoon. And he said, oh, brilliant, oh, that's great, and asked us when we'd got married and things, and then said, oh, I've got a call for you, actually. And he just pressed these buttons on this phone, and then it started ringing. He was like, yeah, it's for you. And I picked it up, and it was Mickey Mouse congratulating us. It was amazing.
Oh, what? I have never heard that before.
Really? Oh, it was so good. It definitely a memory to last forever.
Did you ask Mickey if he would comp your trip? Oh, yeah. Mickey, can we have a...
or if you could send us another one, that would be great.
Yeah. We'll come back soon. Let's talk about some of your favourite things done at Walt Disney World. Have you got a standout favourite attraction?
Oh, that's so difficult. I love things like Fantasmic was amazing, the show to go and see. I know they've got loads of favourite shows and like Happily Ever After. I don't think you can beat it, really. But Fantasmic was a close second. I love all those kind of shows. They're great.
And when it comes to rides in particular, have you got a favourite?
In terms of ride, I've got two. So I'd have to say that for pure kind of thrill, I really love Tower of Terror, Hollywood Studios. It's just amazing. But in terms of kind of like technology and newer rides, Flight of Passage, Animal Kingdom is just out of this world. I've never been on a ride that really immerses you so much into this world of Avatar. Yeah, it's so good, so good.
Did you have to carefully plan what you were going to do with your husband? Because obviously he's never been before, and you go, okay, I want this to be really special. Did you go, okay, we must do this on the first day or anything like that? Or you must go to Magic Kingdom at the start?
I think we both kind of agreed, really, that Magic Kingdom would be our first part to go to. Because he's not been at all. So I knew kind of that feeling of seeing the castle when you first walk down Main Street and things like that, that he'd really love. And actually, it was great to experience that through somebody else as well. So yeah. I remember little bits from 2006. But to actually experience it through him was really, really good. So there were a couple of little bits like that. But like I said, in 2006, we didn't really plan too much. So we didn't actually end up going to places like Epcot or Animal Kingdom. So, wow. So this time round, it was completely new for me, which was great.
Yeah, especially if you've not been to half of the parks before, yeah. Epcot and Animal yeah. Kingdom. Yeah,
I don't know what they were thinking.
What were they thinking? No wonder you had to go back. So you said you were on the dining plan last time. Was that the free dining plan? Were you looking to get
that?
Yeah,
so I think we got like the quick service dining plan was included as part of the deal. And then we upgraded it to the normal dining plan. Again, we were recommended to do that. So we thought, oh, let's go for it again. Let's put it on the wedding budget. And yeah, the best thing we've ever done. I think if I was to go again, and hopefully we will be, we're certainly looking to go dining plan again.
If it comes back, that's the yeah. thing. At
oh,
the minute.
Fingers
yeah.
crossed it does.
How many restaurants did you manage to knock off on the dining plan?
Oh gosh,
it can be a challenge.
Yeah, countless. I think definitely tried. Them. Yeah, all of them. That would be great, wouldn't it? Tried lots of them, lots of favourites, lots of great snacks. Like the snacks are the amazing thing, aren't they? They're just mad and out of this world.
Yeah. Do you have a favourite restaurant?
Ohana's has got to be up there, I think. For dinner, we went and just absolutely loved it. We actually booked it twice for our trip. We liked it so much, so...
Oh, right. Did you book it twice before you went, or did you go and then go, we have to come back here?
Yeah, well, we're very easily led, you see. So that was recommended as well. So we thought, oh, well, let's book it twice. It's had all these good reviews from our friends and things. And I'm so glad we did, actually.
That is quite difficult. If you've never been before, or you're not too sure about what to do, you can take on a lot of advice from people.
Yeah,
so you're just happy to go with the flow and say what people wanted, or did you do your own research as well?
A little bit of research too, and even now really we're constantly watching Disney World vlogs and things, so we watch lots of like the Disney food blog and things like that, and the top table service meals to have and top quick service and snacks and things to have. So we based a lot of our choices on what we were seeing and hearing on the vlogs as well, actually.
Going to ask you a controversial question. Well, not a controversial question, but it'll have a controversial answer. I want to know the restaurants you didn't like. Ryan is with us on the podcast. Let's get a quick news update though first. And as you might have heard this week, Christmas has been cancelled at Walt Disney World. Well, it's not been cancelled. It's going to be a very different, socially distant Christmas over at the Magic Kingdom in particular, where this year's Very Merry Christmas parties won't be happening. We kind of knew this would happen. After the Halloween parties that should be on now, they were ditched earlier on this year. We knew that Christmas is going to be cancelled. So no Merry Christmas parties over at the Magic Kingdom. There will be alternative holiday offerings. So the character cavalcades that are currently happening in the parks, they'll happen with a festive twist. The drummers and the gingerbread men, they'll be all part of that. One thing that will be missing, the Christmas decorations are still going up, but the castle holiday dream lights, those twinkly lights on Cinderella Castle, they're not happening this year. They're not going to be hung. Instead, they're going to be replaced with rotating projections over on that Cinderella Castle. Over at Epcot, they are still having the Festival of the Holidays. However, the very, very popular Candlelight Processional, where they have various celebrities and their choir and an orchestra telling the Christmas Nativity story, that's not happening this year. However, there will be a watered-down version of the Festival of the Holidays. Over at Disney Springs, the Christmas Tree Trail is happening, but with slight modifications because they don't want too many people turning up to walk through and see all those themed Christmas trees. And another thing that's going to be missing from Walt Disney World this Christmas is the gingerbread houses. Some of the big resorts, particularly the Grand Floridian, have the incredible gingerbread houses made out of actual gingerbread. It's like a Disney staple. You go around all the hotels and look at all the different ones. Not happening this year. So a lot of things not happening this year at Christmas at Walt Disney World. Not that I think we'll be going in December. Do you really think we'll be able to go in December from the UK? I don't think so. Other things that have been going on you might have caught over the news, including the renovation of the Polynesian Resort. If you were looking and hoping to go to Disney's Polynesian, anytime in the next 12 months, that's going to have to go on hold because it's going to be closed until probably around September next year for a bit of a lick of paint and a little bit of a makeover. And it looks like some of the rooms could be Moana-themed over at the Polynesian Resort. Also, there's some more restaurants reopening over at Hollywood Studios. The character dining buffet Hollywood and Vine is to be reopened at the end of the month. It will not be a buffet. It's going to be table service, what they call family style, where the food will come to you. But it will still be character dining. So Mickey and Minnie and Daisy and Donald and Goofy are going to be dressed in their Halloween finest when that reopens. But no characters returning to Cinderella's Royal Table. So they just have to call it the Royal Table. If you've ever wanted to dine inside Cinderella's castle at Magic Kingdom, there is a restaurant in there where you can have food and meet the princesses. That's also going to be opening. But The princess says, well, they're going to be putting the feet up. Sleeping Beauty's getting a few extra 40 winks. And over at Epcot, looks like more construction work is going to be on hold and maybe even cancelled for the foreseeable future. The new Epcot Festival Centre, which you remember the big announcement at D23 a couple of years ago now, saying, oh, we're going to have all this and Epcot is going to be completely made over. And then last year, they demolished the Fountains of the Nations just at the other side of the entrance. And they were going to build this new centre that looked like a spaceship and it was going to have a garden on the roof. So over at the Epcot Preview Centre, where they were showing you what was going to be coming up at Epcot, you remember when they were showing us that we were going to get the Mary Poppins attraction? Then they stopped saying that the Mary Poppins attraction was going to come. Well, the new Festival Centre for Epcot has also been removed from the plans. So who knows what's going to happen there? Don't forget, you can keep up to date with all the news coming from the parks. Just give us a follow and a like. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we are at PodMagical. Same place to go. If you would like to be a podcast guest, we've got brand new guests on every podcast. Remember, every other Friday, we've got a new podcast with a new guest. This week is Ryan. We've just been talking about your favourite restaurants. So from the things that like people particularly recommended, was there anything that you wasn't too keen on?
I don't know if this is very controversial, but the sci-fi dining, which was great for atmosphere, when you're in your little cars and you're seeing the kind of the movie screen and things, that was great. But it was, we were just a bit cold, as silly as it sounds. The aircon was on full blast. We had no jumper. It was freezing. And we just felt a little bit rushed. So we were lucky enough to get into one of the cars.
Yeah.
And just felt that maybe it was just a little bit too rushed. Like they kind of wanted people to cycle through the cars quite quickly so more people could experience it, I guess.
A lot of people do say that about sci-fi dining at Hollywood Studios. It's great. The atmosphere is brilliant and it's really quirky when you're in there.
Yeah.
And it's like you're in this drive-in cinema outdoors. But the food itself is a little bit burger and chips basic.
Yeah, and you need your phone torch to be able to see it all because it's so dark.
Of course, you can't see the menu, can you?
No.
You can't light it up. I've totally forgot about that.
So you're like there with our little flashlights trying to figure out what we were eating, to be fair.
Any restaurants that are on your list for next time, what would be top of the list that you didn't go to?
We had a trip planned for this year. We'd even got as far as kind of booking all the meals and things, so we had lots of places we wanted to go to. We loved Akershus last time we went for the little breakfast in Epcot. That was great. But we wanted to try places like Garden Grill, so we'll definitely want to do that for the future.
Yeah.
There's a place in Epcot, I think it was in the Japan Pavilion, I think, that we wanted to try, where they cook everything in front of you. That looked really exciting.
So tell me about the trip that didn't happen this year. When were you supposed to go? Who did you book with? Have you had your refund?
Yeah. We booked 2 weeks for early August, and we booked it through TUI, which I'm quite glad we did, to be fair. They've been really good with refunds and things. We were quite fortunate in that we'd actually only paid the deposit up until the point where we sort of had lockdown and all this coronavirus stuff. So it put us in a bit of a position where we could either pay the rest of the balance, knowing that probably it wouldn't go ahead and that we'd have to wait for a refund, or we would just sort of cancel the trip completely and then sort of save that money that we would have spent.
Yeah.
And we were kind of in the position where actually we'd had like wedding loans and things to pay off from the original Disney trip. So we went for that in the end and thought, actually, we're saving more now. We'll go for a bigger trip in a couple of years' time, probably.
Yeah. Pay off the last trip before you go on the next probably a good idea, Ryan. That's very good. Outside Walt Disney World, anything else you'd like to do in Orlando?
We always sort of, we planned some Universal time. We went last time as well and had a few days at Universal. So that's definitely something we'd do again. Although being there, it's as amazing as it is, it's definitely not Disney. I remember us sort of saying to each other that, oh gosh, let's get back to Disney where they're really welcoming and happy. that I like things like Disney Springs is really nice. And I said to my partner as well that we've got to experience like a Walmart or something. Go and see a couple of those maybe.
That is a to-do list, isn't it? Especially if you've never been to America before.
Yeah.
You want to do like a Walmart or a Wendy's or
a Target or something maybe.
yeah. Just tick the American thing off. And then you get really excited when you see that first American school bus for the first time.
Yes.
You go, oh, wow, it's a yellow school bus. Really exciting. Do you have a Walt Disney World guilty pleasure?
Oh, gosh. It's got to be the snacks. Just even when you're full, especially on the dining plan, you kind of feel obliged that you've got to try and max it out as much as possible. Yeah. Even when you're full, you just think, gosh, this snack, I've got to have another snack. Go have a cupcake or a Mickey bar or something.
Is that because you want to eat them or because you want to take a picture for Instagram? Because I've noticed with Walt Disney World, a lot of stuff they have looks brilliant on a picture, but then, like, especially if you're paying out of pocket and it's like $8 for a cupcake.
Yeah.
And that's, it's just all cream and sugar.
That's it. A little bit of both, really. Although some of the snacks are amazing, like things like the Cheshire Cat's Tail. Oh, my goodness. On it, it's only like a pan of chocolate kind of thing, but oh, my goodness, it's amazing.
It tastes better in Walt Disney World as well.
Yeah, that's it. It's being there. It's the whole experience.
For me, it's, you know, watching the parade, eating the Mickey crispy treat. That, for me,
yeah,
it's one of my Disney must-dos. It's a must-do. So when are you thinking about going back then, Ryan?
We'd originally sort of said 2023. We'd planned to go away with some friends this time. But since then, we have met up before and sort of said, actually, let's bring it a year closer. Let's go 2022. And hopefully, you know, certain things will be a little bit more relaxed or things will have changed a little bit by then, hopefully.
You would think that there should be quite a lot of new stuff, the new Epcot fireworks, Tron.
Yeah, a lot of the rides will be open, which will be great. Do things like Ratatouille's Adventure and things like that would be good.
Well, hopefully that next trip won't be too far away.
No, here's hoping. I mean,
because, you know, Mickey's got some snacks they want you to take pictures of for your Instagram.
Yes, yeah. So. We'll have to do some hard saving, I think, to really max out on them.
For sure. Once you paid the wedding off from the last trip, then yeah. All right, thank you, Ryan. Have a magical day.
Thank you very much.
If you'd like to be a podcast guest, or you know somebody that you think they should be on the podcast, they love talking about Walt Disney World, it doesn't matter how many times you've been or when the last time you went, we have a brand new podcast every other Friday with a brand new guest and new memories. If you want to share yours, then just give me a shout. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, message me. Podmagical is where we are. Send me a message and we could get you on the podcast one week. Now, Andy's top tip of the week this week. Now, this is not going to save you money when you go to Walt Disney World. This is going to get you money back if you've had your trip to Walt Disney World cancelled. Now, this is something that a lot of people might have forgotten about. You go, okay, I've had my refund on my flights. I've had my refund on my hotel. Or I'm still waiting for my refund on my flights and my hotel. Yeah. You know which companies we're talking about here. There is something that I only thought about just a couple of weeks ago. When I booked my holiday to Walt Disney World, I upgraded my Magic Band. So, you know, when you check in, when you stay on site, you get the free Magic Band, but there's some really nice ones you can upgrade. Pay $10 and you get a really nice one, but you only get it when you check into your hotel. If you live in America, they post it out to you straight away, but because we're in the UK, they can't post it. You only pick it when you check in. I'd totally forgotten that I'd paid for this Magic Band. I'd put $10 on this Magic Band that obviously the trip is cancelled and I couldn't have it. You can get that money refunded, and this is what you need to do. You need to find your original email. So when you book it, when you paid for your Magic Band, you would have got an email back. I think it came back from like Shop Disney Parks or something like that. If you then just reply to that email and say, oh, hi, I paid for this Magic Band, but obviously my trip has been cancelled. Any chance of a refund? I got my refund in like 5 days. I know it's only like, it came to like £7 or £8, but still it's money there and it's money you might have forgotten about. And if you've got a family of four or five, this is like 40, 50 quid there. So make sure you get your refund on any upgraded Magic Bands that you paid for on a trip that's been cancelled, even if it, you know, the trip is gone. If you've got any top tips of your own, do let me know. We could share them on the podcast. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Podmagical is where we are. Don't forget, brand new podcast coming out every other Friday. So we'll be back in 2 weeks. Meanwhile, there's a lot of episodes to catch up on. If you could give us a 5-star rating, especially on Apple Podcasts, that'd be brilliant. It helps with algorithms and stuff like that, so it helps people find it. Just give us a 5-star rating, leave a comment, we will love you for that. And make sure you've subscribed as well. Yeah, hit that subscribe button. Regular podcasts coming out every other week. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.